אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We're joined now by Shane Nezyatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane, and thanks so much for joining us again.
Hi, Amit. Thanks.
Take us through the headlines. What's making headlines this week?
Yeah, so barely 10 days since Hamas's murderous assault in Israel, a solidarity with Palestine statement was signed late last week by up to 2,000 members from scores of Australia's largest unions that not only failed to condemn Hamas for its actions, but blamed Israel for them. While the statement's first sentence expressed the signatories' horror about the current war between Israel and Hamas and the unspeakable bloodshed it has caused, the very next sentence claimed, quote, "This tragedy is a direct result of Israel's blockade and siege of Gaza and of the apartheid and ethnic cleansing it maintains in the West Bank and within its own borders," the statement said. And it concluded with a commitment to support the demonstrations around Australia for Palestine. Now, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's co-CEOs, Peter Wertheim and Alex Rivkin, told the Jewish News that that statement's signatories are the same small minority of usual suspects who have been trying for years to hijack the cause of trade unionism to serve their disgraceful anti-Israel agenda. And they have made a mockery of the words peace and justice by their failure even to mention, let alone and condemn, the appalling atrocities of Hamas that sparked the current crisis, the brutal murder of whole families. They said, nor have they called in the statement for the release of the hostages. They turn a blind eye to the true root cause of the bloodshed, which is the openly declared commitment of Hamas to obliterate Israel and its Jewish population. It seems, they said, that their sense of humanity is reserved for everyone except Jewish Israelis. Meanwhile, the ACTU released a statement that expressed mixed messages about the Israel-Hamas war. While it called for an urgent ceasefire and the release of all hostages and condemned the bombing, killing and kidnapping of Israeli civilians by the terrorist organization Hamas, describing Hamas's actions as totally reprehensible, the ACTU statement also went on to claim this latest escalation is part of a decades-long conflict that must be brought to a just outcome. And the statement also called on all countries to recognize without delay Palestine as a sovereign state, with East Jerusalem as its capital. And in a post on X, in which she provided a link to the ACTU statement, the organization's secretary, Selig McManus, commented the killing of civilians and, quote, collective punishment must stop. Also, just sticking on with the unions, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has slammed a statement by the New South Wales Teachers Federation on the Israel-Hamas war as completely blind to the reality on the ground and indifferent to the trauma currently being experienced by Jewish Australian teachers and students. Now, the 600-word statement mentioned Occupy Gaza several times and accused Israel of atrocities and stated that the actions of the Israeli government cannot be justified in any way. The statement also said that the root cause of the ongoing violence in Israel and Palestine is that, quote, unjust and illegal occupation of Palestine. So this is a statement from the New South Wales Teachers Federation. The Jewish News understands a number of Jewish teachers in New South Wales are outraged by the Federation statement, while comments on the Federation's Facebook page have caused much distress. A spokesperson from New South Wales Department of Education said teachers are expected to be political neutral during class and that we provide clear guidance around this for all our employees in our code of conduct. And it must be mentioned the New South Wales Teachers Federation is not part of the New South Wales Department of Education.
Shane, tell us about some of the new initiatives that we are doing here in Australia to raise awareness for the hostages in Gaza.
Yeah, so there's a host of new initiatives that have sprung up following the launch of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's Hostage Awareness Campaign last week. A group of Sydney Israelis launched a mobile digital billboard on Tuesday featuring photos and information about Israelis captured in Gaza. The whole idea of the flyers, the posters and the truck billboard is to put pressure on politicians to speak up and to bring those people back home, Avi Efrat, an Israeli-Australian said he's organising all of this, and he's also organised printing more than 16,000 posters to distribute around Sydney. Incoming Orgers Vice President Zach Morris spoke at the launch at Sydney Botanic Gardens and said the hostages are not a statistic or a number. We need to look for the humanity right now, he urged. We need to bring these people home. A powerful demonstration was held in Melbourne on Sunday as a group sat blindfolded in Caulfield Park while others chanted, bring them home. Karen Green said on Facebook about it, I hope it's uncomfortable for the world to see this tiny demonstration of what an entire country and people are fighting for. In Sydney's Bondi Beach was the setting for a 200-place empty Shabbat table last Friday, organised by a group of Jewish women with the help of Chabad of Bondi. It all came together in just one day. 200-plus families should be sharing in the joy and the connection that Shabbat brings, organiser Lauren Plax told the sizeable crowd. Chabad of Bondi's Rabbi Yoram Ullman took aim at fabricated propaganda that Israel is to blame. He said, may God open the eyes of the world to the true narrative of what's going on and unite all decent people to make sure to do their part and that the hostages come home. ECAD co-CEO Alex Rivkin lauded the positive efforts involved to bring the initiative together. This is a testament to the strength of our people, he said, and it's proof that we will endure and we will overcome. And at a press conference last Thursday to launch the campaign, Israeli woman, a lady called Michal, held up photos of her nephew, his wife and the young children who are in Gaza. They were brutally taken from their home in Nir Oz, she said through tears. What I want to say to the media and politicians is there should be one question out there to Hamas. When are you going to release our hostages?
Yes, that's a good question. So obviously your audition this week is full again with stories from the situation in Israel with some Australian views. I can see it. But what I would like to hear from you now is what the federal government is actually doing to improve security for the Jewish community of Australia.
Yes. So the federal government has pledged $25 million to the Executive Council of Australian Jewry to improve safety measures, including at Jewish schools and preschools across Australia. A media release from Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, Education Minister Jason Clare and Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said the government is committed to the safety and well-being of all Australians, and as part of a government commitment to support all communities affected, this $25 million will also go to other communities as well, Muslim community, Jewish community and others. Briefly, in Melbourne, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen attended a discussion with leaders of the Melbourne Jewish community on Tuesday at the ARC Centre, and she was joined by several other ministers, and they talked about the needs of the Jewish community and security matters, and also CSG Victoria was also involved in continuous meetings with Victoria Police and the police commissioner, minister.
Shane, we've all heard about some inappropriate incidents towards the Jewish community of Australia with the escalation of the conflict in Israel. Do we hear of any more reported cases that the Jewish news is aware of?
There's been quite a few. In Sydney, federal MPs Josh Burns and Allegra Spender have lashed a memorial service for three Hezbollah terrorists that went ahead at a mosque in southern Sydney on Saturday night, despite the concerns of the Jewish community. The Al-Rahman Mosque in Kingsgrove paid tribute to three Hezbollah fighters who were killed while battling Israeli forces. According to The Australian, who obtained a translation of the service from an attendee, Imam Sheikh Yusuf Nakhbar described the three terrorists as martyrs. So Spender and Burns had a lot to say on this. In other incidents, 11 people have been now arrested after the Sydney Opera House fiasco that occurred on the night when the Opera House was lit in blue and white. And a new New South Wales police have set up Operation Shelter to investigate that. So the 11 arrests have been made. What else? Three men were charged last Wednesday over an alleged assault near the Opera House. Police charged a man over alleged offensive comments made during a protest that happened in a Hyde Park on October 15 in another protest. A motion is passed in the New South Wales Upper House last Wednesday condemning the chance at some of these protests from the river to the sea. And as part of the ongoing Operation Shelter, more than 800 police were deployed across the Sydney CBD last Sunday to manage some of these pro-Palestinian protests. Up to 17 public protests, assembly events were expected this week across the Sydney metropolitan area. Also related to Operation Shelter, a man has faced court after being charged by police for allegedly making offensive posts online. 52-year-old was arrested on Saturday for that. Meanwhile, beachgoers at Sydney's Camp Cove had their calm shattered last Sunday when a man described as being of Middle Eastern appearance began shouting, "Jews, get off the beach!" Alex Rivkin told 2GB's Ray Hadley on Monday.
And unfortunately, we may see more incidents like these as the situation in the Middle East is escalating. Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Speak to you next time.
Thanks, my pleasure.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.